We are getting ready to take a look at what is happening in your world of sport. But before we do, we've got a very interesting topic that we need to put on the table.
Yes.
We have taken a stand.
Yes.
We have made a decision.
Hallelujah.
And let's hope for the best on this one.
I really hope this thing works out, eh? So we're trying to figure out, okay? Hashtag this, how do you tell that he or she is into you?
Yeah,
right?
Signs that let you know they're into you.
How do you tell? Like, we've been single for like the longest time. So obviously we're not really too good at picking up on
listen,
these signs.
Don't sell us down the river here.
Okay,
Erin, we've been super busy.
But Erin, you know we suck at this thing.
We've been busy.
Okay, Erin, tell me, what are some of the things, what are some of the things that like a guy should do? What do girls do? Just give us like quick clues. What are some things that girls do, you know, that sort of give us, that you should as a guy be like, hey man, what's up, hey?
Okay, I honestly believe that the number one things that girls do to show a boy that she's interested in him, mm-hmm. is she will laugh at his jokes even if they're not funny.
Really?
She will make him feel like he is the funniest person ever.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, no.
Oh my God.
I've heard that one so many times. Really? Really? So
yeah.
that's a sign?
I feel like that's the
Straight
thing
up.
That chicks do.
Straight up.
Yeah, they just like, he could say the lamest thing and she just rolls over and she's like, you know, just thinks it's so funny. What about guys?
I think some of the things that we do, actually, we're just dum-dums as men.
Oh, we know this.
We are so straightforward. We're not strategic at all. Oh. We'll just come up to you and be like, hey.
Really?
You want to have a drink?
Is that it?
That's the best pickup line.
Oh, my word.
I'm telling you, if a guy comes up to you and says, hey, would you like a drink? If you're out somewhere, let's say you're out.
Yeah.
Or you're in a restaurant or something like that. I don't know if guys still do the whole street pickup thing. Do guys still do the whistling thing?
Oh, the little cat call.
Yeah, mapebeza. Hula whoops. Hey, Sissy, please stop. Please stop. I don't know if guys do that. I know that it doesn't work.
I literally witnessed that yesterday, having a cup of coffee out in the mall. Mm. And this chick turned around and she just said to him, hey, who do you think you're talking to? She says, come here, I'll put my hand through your face. And I was like, yes, girl. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Secretly watching from the sideline.
So hashtag, that is a sign that a guy's into you. If he's trying to like catcall you off the street. I don't think it works, but it happens.
Apparently it doesn't work. So help us out here, guys. We've decided we're taking a stand against mm-hmm. this single thing. Maybe we need a little help. Mm. Tell us about what are the signs that let you know that they are into you. WhatsApp line 061-792-9495. Yeah, in the middle of a hot topic of how you tell if someone's into you, what are the signs?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I've come to realize also that I'm pretty useless at recognizing these signs myself. I've been sidebarred so many times with my friends, being like, what is wrong with you? Like, he's all over you. And I'm like,
can't
who?
You see?
Who is? Are there men in this room? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? So we opened up the WhatsApp line to find out from you what are the telltale signs that someone is into you. I got two very contrasty WhatsApps here saying, first of all, that smile, always that smile, that upward look with a gazed eyes, that quirky smile, hashtag taken.
Like, really, bro?
Another one that I've never really even, I don't even know if I can say this, but dead giveaway. Stiff nipples.
Oh, no. You lying. What?
Like, so,
okay, bro. Talk about being direct, eh? Okay, listen. Erin.
Tell me.
Erin. Okay, I have a confession.
You do?
Okay. Remember earlier when I said that if a guy's into you, you know he's going to come and offer you a drink. And that's dead giveaway. Mm-hmm. But look, I lied.
I know this.
I lied. Because I know for a fact, for me personally, I've offered a lot of girls drinks, mm-hmm. which I was not genuinely interested in. You know, I was interested in her for the time being, but I was not interested in her going forward. You know what I mean?
I feel you.
So, okay, I'm going to break the bro code.
What?
I'm going to have to break.
No, you're not.
Fellas, I'm gonna break the bro code just a little bit.
Come on, ladies.
I'm only gonna give you two tips today.
Okay.
Dead giveaways that a guy is definitely into you. Number one, he will call you the day after he meets you for the first time. He will not WhatsApp. He will not text.
He will call.
He will pick up the phone, or he'll pick up his mom's phone, or he'll go to a pay phone.
No, we're not interested if he's phoning off his mom's phone. I'm sorry.
Don't be that guy. So he will make sure, he will go buy 10 Rand Vodacom, 10 Rand MT, whatever. He will make sure that he gives you a call that next day.
All right.
The day after that.
Okay.
The day after that, until this man meets you. Because one thing you should know about a guy, if he really wants something, then he will always be consistent.
He's going to go for it?
He will be consistent. You know, once you see inconsistencies, then you must know, okay, maybe he's not being serious.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one tip, okay? Take that one. Number two, it's a big one, hey? She doesn't mind being seen in public with you.
True that.
Telling you, if a guy is genuinely wanting to be with you, and he's enjoying your vibe, then he will walk around Suncoast Casino with you here without any qualms.
Holding hands.
He won't go now and park outside your house and talk to you for a good hour steaming up the windows. No, not
a chance.
If a
not
guy
happening.
Is genuinely into you, trust me, you walk around with him in public and he'll take you in broad daylight, sweetie.
Okay.
Not even at night, broad daylight.
I like it.
Okay, so I broke
like
the bro code,
so
fellas, I'm really sorry. Ladies,
you may have just mended a whole lot of broken hearts, though, and just saved us from a lot of trial and tribulation.
So, ladies, listen, don't take those WhatsApps, man. If he WhatsApps you or SMSs you, don't do it. No, he must phone you. That's what he must do.
I like the sound of that. If you want to contribute and let us know what are some of the telltale signs that they are into you, they tripped and fell into some feels, yo. Let us know. 061-792-9495. Yes, we're busy talking about what are the telltale signs that someone is into you.
Yeah.
Loops has said that there are two rules. He's broken the bro code. He's given it away. Number one, he will call you.
The day after.
He will call you.
The day after that as well. The day after, he will call you until he probably sees you again.
Yes. And then what was the other one?
The other one is that he will be seen with you in public.
Yes, that's right. That's a very important one.
So he won't invite you just to his house. No, you're only doing house vibes. Mm-hmm. No. You'll go to the beach together, long walks. Come to Suncoast Casino. Come see us right here at the East Coast Radio booth. You know, that type of stuff.
Okay, I feel you. Someone else is saying they will always ask you who you like a lot.
Okay, yeah.
And I feel like that is like, so are you seeing anyone? Or, you know, are you in a relationship with anybody? Or your boyfriend, what's he up to today? And you're like, oh, idiot.
There's no
obviously
boyfriend.
If I had a boyfriend, I wouldn't be sitting here by myself. It's like, boys are so stupid. And then also inviting you to places a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then another one also saying, if a guy's really into you, he would find the silliest things to talk to you about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember back in the day when I used to be like pretty slow and like my Mac game was like on fleek. You know, I used to also find the silliest things to talk about. Like, I'd be like, oh man, you know, I found this blue pen.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of your blue eyes.
Oh, damn.
Boom, smack, dig it down.
Okay, I feel you. So you were smooth like that. You didn't look back on it and go, wow, I just had a 15-minute conversation about how I love goats. And now I'm still single. I don't know what's happening. I don't know why this is not working out for me. We have got a long way to go, my friend.
Yes, we do. Listen, we will definitely take every single hint or bit of help that we got from you today. We really do appreciate the assistance because we really do need it. 2018 is going to be our year, my friend.
It is going to be our year.
Yeah, we're going to find something.
And just so anyone knows, my way of letting you know that I'm into you is probably just a good old slap on the bum as I walk past.
Don't do that. She'll punch you. She will punch you in the throat. Don't. I'm just telling you in advance. Do not do that. This is a woman with temper. Just get the gin and you cool. That's
there
all we have to
go.
Do.
Gin
and wine. Gin and wine. You're halfway there. 25 minutes of non-stop music coming your way. And if you do play your cards right, Camila Cabello is going to be kicking it off with Havana.
Eamon Beard.
Thank you so much. You just don't know what it means to
us. It's only our pleasure.
And again from us, thank you for just helping to punch a hole of light into the darkness.
If you missed the big favour on East Coast Breakfast on Thursday morning at 7:40, don't forget you can catch it again on my show on Monday at 10:20. It's also online at ecr.co.za.
The Big Favour with Damon Beard, Monday at 10:20 a.m.
You don't need an office to build an empire. All you need is a BCom Management Marketing degree or a diploma, higher certificate or short learning program from Boston City Campus and Business College. At Boston, we offer flexible learning solutions and your textbooks are included. Boston is rated first in Africa and third globally by CompTIA. Prepare for a tomorrow that matters. Go to boston.co.za for more information.